Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. A nation must secure its borders and properly enforce immigration laws. Doing this requires resources, dedication, and a strategic focus. It also involves a commitment to homeland security and public safety through the enforcement of federal criminal and civil laws governing border control, customs, trade, and immigration. The United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, is charged with such a mission, and it's no small feat. One fraught with difficult, complex, and seemingly intractable issues, faced at a time when the reality of finite resources continues to press federal agencies such as ICE to manage its priorities more strategically. What is ICE's strategic vision? How is ICE pursuing innovative enforcement strategies? And what is ICE doing to be more efficient and effective in meeting its mission? We'll explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, John Morton, Director of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. John, welcome to the show. It's great to have you back.
Great to be back again.
Also joining our conversation from IBM is George Cruiser. George, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, John, before we delve into specific initiatives, perhaps you could give us a brief overview of the history and a continually evolving mission of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. When was it created and what's its mission to date?
So ICE was created in 2003 after the terrible events of September 11th. And it was a merger of two proud agencies that have been around for quite some time, the United States Customs Service and the Immigration and Naturalization Service. And when Congress put the two agencies together, it at once created the largest investigative component within the Department of Homeland Security and essentially the interior enforcement powers of the old Immigration and Naturalization Service and put it all into one agency. We have about 20,000 employees, a budget of $5.8 billion, and we're about to approach our first 10 years as an agency here in about a year. So things are coming along.
So you mentioned the size of your budget, the number of FTEs. Could you tell us a little bit more about how your agency is organized?
So we have two primary functions. One is to investigate violations of criminal law having to do with homeland security, read borders, transportation, immigration, customs. And the other is to enforce the nation's immigration laws from an administrative perspective in coordination with our partners at Customs and Border Protection. So the people that you see at the airport, the immigration inspectors, the customs inspectors, work for Customs and Border Protection, or CBP, our sister agency. They are the line inspection function. We are the enforcement apparatus in the interior and in support of CBP along the border. When it comes to the criminal investigative function, we have a very, very broad jurisdiction, much broader than most people realize, and we're quite large. In fact, we're the second largest criminal investigative agency in the entire United States, behind only the FBI. And so we're the principal investigative arm of the Department of Homeland Security and investigate a wide range of crimes all the way from child pornography, child exploitation, human trafficking to drug dealing and the theft of art overseas that is smuggled into the United States.
You have a geographical footprint that's global, correct?
That's right. So we're in every state of the union and in 49 countries overseas.
John, I'd like to transition a little bit from this complex agency to talk a little bit about you and start with, give us an idea of what your role is as the leader and how that leadership supports the Department of Homeland Security overall.
So I'm the head of the agency, and particularly when you're dealing with a young agency, which ICE is, my primary responsibility is to set the vision and policy for the agency, to have a clear sense of how we're going to use the resources that Congress gives us, and to help bring about a sort of lasting identity for an agency that was created from two different agencies that had very different responsibilities and proud histories of their own. When you're dealing with an agency as large as ICE, people think, of course, that you're involved in the day-to-day decision-making and the operations of the agency. In fact, that's not how these things work. When you're the head of the agency, there's very little in the way of individual cases or operations that you directly oversee, but rather you're trying to set the overall tone, tenor, and direction of the agency and make sure that whatever reforms are being brought in either by yourself or the broader administration are carried out and implemented.
So with such a critical mission, John, what are your three top management challenges, and how have you sought to address those challenges?
I'd say the top three challenges were and have been creating a unified identity for ICE when the agency was a marriage, and some would say a shotgun wedding, of two proud agencies with a very distinct history. So that's been item number one, building that new sense of purpose and identity as a collective. A second challenge has been to focus our immigration enforcement efforts in a way that makes sense when the agency, during its entire existence and the existence of the INS before it, has always been called on Congress to do more than its resources allow. And that's not anything new. That has been true in the immigration enforcement business for quite some time. And what I have tried to do is to say, we can't do everything that we are asked to do with the resources that we are provided. And so how do you do the best you can with what you have? What makes the most sense for the country? What things are we going to do well? What things are we going to focus on? And what things are, by definition, are we not going to focus on as much? So that has been a big effort, and it's an ongoing one. And then I'd say the third big challenge has been to ensure that the other part of what ICE does, which is investigate crimes, gets its due. Immigration tends to dominate the public perception of ICE, even though its criminal investigative responsibilities comprise over half the agency. In fact, we have more special agents than we do immigration officers.
So, John, what's the characteristic of an effective leader, given your background?
Well, I tell you, I have sort of watched leaders now for 20 years within the government, and I see two basic styles. I see some people who lead through a sense of intimidation and fear, and let's just say they may be more inclined to yelling and screaming. And then there are other leaders who I think try to lead by example and are firm. They're not pushovers, but they're fair and they're sort of understanding. And of course, I try to be that latter leader. I want people to follow me into the trenches because they believe in the cause and what I'm doing rather than out of a fear that they're going to get shot if they don't. And so I try to motivate people. I want them to do a good job because they believe in doing a good job. I want them to feel that the work that they're about is important work, and they get up every day and think, you know what, I'm doing my part to advance a greater cause, and I'm not simply just showing up to earn a paycheck. And fortunately, for those of us who've been around a bit, I think one other important quality of a good leader is, you know, you got to be able to admit that you've made mistakes in life and you've learned from those mistakes. You know, anybody who's in a position of leadership who tells you they've never made a mistake, one isn't telling the truth. And then I think an effective leader is one who is prepared to make decisions, knows that every once in a while you won't get it exactly right, but you're going to, if you don't get it exactly right, you're going to admit it and you're going to fix it and you're going to move on and you're going to make a whole lot more good decisions than you make bad decisions.
What is ICE's strategic vision? We will ask John Morton, Director of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.